reminder about why the word catechism just means what? Means oral teaching, teaching out loud. During the Reformation, it was the Protestants that created catechisms such as the Heidelberg Catechism, because the desire was for everybody to know their Bible, to know what the Bible taught. And at the time, and all you had to believe was that the church was right, or that the church held the truth. You didn't have to know what the truth was. And the Protestant Reformation was a back to the Bible movement. And no, faith is based on what the Bible says. And so, the catechisms are designed to prepare and train the people of God to be able to pick up and read their Bibles. Okay, so think of it that way. It's an instruction manual, would be another way of saying it. So notice, though, in the footnotes for question number one, you have 11 sets of footnotes. A brother in Christ, a friend of mine, Dr. Kerner, took and preached 11 sermons on question number one. He preached each of those scripture passages and worked his way. And it took him 11, that's what, 3 months preaching through just this question. So what I'm covering right now is puny in comparison to what's available there. But notice the focus, if you wanted to summarize question number one down into one statement, it is that I belong to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ. In a sense, that's what this is talking about. That's what Jesus came to do, is that I would belong to Jesus Christ. That's who I am. I'm not my own. What is sin? I'm my own, right? I live for me, right? Are we spoiled children apart from Christ? Yeah, right. It's all about me. I am my own man. I am my own woman. You know, don't cross me. Don't cross my will, right? What does Jesus do? He makes us, he reorients our focus from me to him. Isn't that the difference between being in Adam and in Christ? In Adam, it's all about me. In Christ, it's all about Christ, right? I know you know all this. This is just review, but I need to hear it again, and hopefully you do too. I belong to Jesus Christ. That's who I am. I belong. And that's an eternal belonging, isn't it? And then it goes on to say, what has Jesus done? Well, he's done 4 things. He has, with his precious blood, fully satisfied for all my sins. I am forgiven. I am accepted in the beloved because of what Jesus did. That alone brings great comfort, doesn't it? And that's what it's talking about, right? What is your only comfort in life and in death? Whether I live, whether I die, I belong, I am forgiven. But it goes on further. Not only that, and he has also redeemed me from all the power of the devil. I am no longer in the kingdom of darkness, but I am translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And so the devil has no power. He can accuse, he can attack verbally, he can't harm me physically, because I belong to Jesus. But he can accuse, he can attack. But he has no power over me anymore. We are not in his kingdom. Though he is a lion prowling. But so the Lord has redeemed me. And also he preserves me. Notice that. He protects me. He preserves me. We believe in the perseverance of the saints. That's what we say we believe. But really, it's better to say we believe in the perseverance of God for the saints. It's God is the one who preserves me. That without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head, but all things must work together for my salvation. Where's that? Where's all things must work together for my salvation? Where in the Bible? Anybody? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Right. Yeah. And then furthermore, We thank the Lord that He has sent His Holy Spirit, who gives us assurance that I have eternal life now, and changes my heart and makes me willing and ready to live unto Him. Question number two, what is the gospel? That's another way of saying it. What is the gospel? What elements, if you're going to share the gospel, if someone you speak to, what are you going to say? What is the good news? Well, the good news is you're bad, or you're in trouble. What does it say in question two? The greatness of my sin and misery. Right? I have a need, and it is great. But secondly, I am redeemed. How I am redeemed from all my sins and misery. That's the good news, right? It's Jesus Christ. The third is, how am I supposed to respond? How do I respond to the grace of God? My life is thank you. My words are thank you. My actions are thank you. My life is thank you for what you are doing, have done, are doing, will do. Thankfulness to God for such redemption. And so right there in questions 1 and 2, we call it the introduction. In many ways, it summarizes what the teaching of this catechism is teaching, and in a sense of what the Bible teaches.